Impact wasn't ready for us. So here we go. Niños y niñas, señores and señoritas, luchadores and luchadores. Check this out right here on the brand new Trend Topics Network. It is Luchat. Luchat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I am the host. I am Finn Fish. And on this week's show, oh man, it might not be a full real episode of Lucha Underground, but it is Impact versus Lucha Underground, which I watch free on Twitch live. We're going to have some Lucha news that I know y'all going to like. And we got some Impact news. So, but first, let me tell you how things are going. Right now, they are filming episodes of Lucha Underground. Kind of sucks for me because I didn't get to watch the first episodes of Lucha Underground because I was out of town in Casper, Wyoming on my vacation. And so that wasn't cool. You know, it hurt even more. The fact when I got was coming back, I took a week-long vacation. On the Friday and Saturday was ROH, ROH 16th anniversary show. And then FSW, a Las Vegas promotion out here, was that Sunday. So I missed all those wrestling shows. And that sucks. But it's all good, though. It's really good. Because if they're filming Lucha Underground, that means they're going to air Lucha Underground. And that is right. The biggest news, probably the best news, is because when this show when Lucha Underground happens, Luchat happens. And that is June 13th. Lucha Underground will be returning to the El Rey Network. And it's going to be so fun. And like I was saying, without Lucha Underground, there's pretty much no Luchat. We're going to try to change some stuff up in that regards. I want to add another Lucha show so it could do more Luchat. And I'm thinking of adding in Aura Lucha. It's an upstart promotion that's coming around, owned by Rey Mysterio and a few other Lucha legends. And so I think that would be something good because I don't want to add CMLL out, even though CMLL is a really good product. I don't fully comprehend all the Spanish language, so it's going to be hard for me to really know what's really going on and justify what this is or what that is and explain to you. I can explain the matches, but I can't sustain the you know, what's happening behind the scenes or when they speak with interviews or things like that. And the same with AAA. So if they only have, you know, Spanish speaking shows, I can't relate to you what those are. So we're going to look for more English-based Lucha shows so we could do more Luchat. And I was gone, another big news from Lucha Underground was, you know, Rey Mysterio is not going to be there. That kind of sucks. And I want to look up stuff, but there are spoilers. And I don't look up any spoilers for Lucha Underground or any other Lucha show that we're going to have on this show because the surprise would be gone for myself. So none of that. But we're going to give you maybe a few episodes of Luchat before the big season 4 opener to tell you who's still there, who's gone, who I think they should add, and so far so forth. But this episode right here is a special episode because we're going to only focus on the results of Impact versus Lucha Underground. And it was a shared show, so I don't know how to do this, but we're going to do how we always do it. And let's hit my fighting music, and let's get into this episode of Impact versus Lucha Underground. We are live from the Sugar Mill in New Orleans, Louisiana, as we have Josh Matthew from Impact and Matt Stryker from Lucha Underground as our commentators. And as the ring announcers, we get Lucha Underground's very own Melissa Santos and Impact's Mackenzie Mitchell. Before we start the match, the audio isn't too good for the ring announcers. I couldn't really hear what they were saying. It was poor, but I heard the commentators very loud and clear, which I liked a lot. This is the first Lucha of the night. It's none other than a six-way dance. We get Matanza Cuarto versus Evan Bourne versus Mr. Impact Moose versus Caleb Conley versus Jack Evans versus Chavo Guerrero Jr. And this is a spectacular match. Like I said, go watch this for free on Twitch or go around and look for it. You should be able to find it. And we're not going to focus on the match too much. Let's focus about the people in the match. We get a brand new looking Jack Evans. Brand new as in he cut all of his hair off. Jack Evans has no more hair, but Jack Evans is still himself. But I do like the dynamic of putting these six guys in there together, because I think Cab Conley is being wasted in Impact. And he teams up nicely with Chavo Guerrero Jr. The same with Jack Evans and Evan Bourne. And I didn't know how tall Moose really was versus the Monster Matanza Cuerpo. Well, they ain't called him Matanza Cuerpo, they just called him Matanza. But I do like the matchup there. One of the things, I flipped my lid when I heard, I believe it was Josh Matthews saying, Chavo Guerrero has won major titles everywhere. And I'm just thinking to myself, when the hell was this? When did he win inside Lucha Underground? Knowing that he did win the Gift of the Gods title, then losing to Cage. That's how he lost his Gift of the Gods title. And if you don't know what the Gift of the Gods title is within Lucha Underground, go back and watch some Lucha chat now. I'll tell you right now. It is a title that you win that you can cash in on the Lucha Underground World Champion. So he didn't get his opportunity to do so. But that's okay. But we're just going to run into the finish. Please check out this match as we get Matanza Cuerpo hitting the Wrath of the Gods. When my girlfriend seen Matanza hit this move, she leaked out of her. She's like, man, look at the torque that he hit on that. And, pinfall. He pinned Caleb Conley, the wasted Caleb Conley, I believe, on with that move. Everyone's leaving out of the ring, and then Chavo Guerrero pretty much grabs the mic and has a little thing, talking about season 4 of Lucha Underground. That's right, I mentioned it already, but this is where they say it, then that make the announcement, June 13th, I can't wait, Lucha will be back, so that's going to be fun for everyone. And then they tease the trailer for the Redemption pay-per-view, I believe, where the focus is on Herberto El Patron, the man who never lost the title, because he got stripped, and the guy with a bunch of titles, they didn't say that, but I am, Austin Aries. So, but he couldn't get a WWE title, but he got every other title, right? I'm joking. But like I said, another great matchup. Check it out yourself. And let's get into the second Lucha of the Night, as we have Ali taking on Lucha Royalty Taya Valkyrie for the Impact Knocked Out Championship. That is hard to say because I want to say something else. But this is a pretty good match. And as me and my girlfriend are watching this, she is, just talking and, going through stuff. But I'm like, Taya Valkyrie does not wrestle like a woman. She wrestles, I don't want to say like a man, but a little bit more aggressive than a natural woman would wrestle. And for this one, see, in Lucha Underground, Taya goes by Taya only. And in Impact, she goes by Taya Valkyrie. So which team do you really put her on? I put her on the Impact team. Because they didn't keep score, but I was keeping score. But this is a pretty good matchup. Ali, her character plays like she's dumb or stuff like that. Her moves need to stop affecting that she's dumb. Because eventually she's going to catch on and learn stuff. So she can only be dumb for so long inside the ring, looking goofy. Look, her moves looking goofy. But pretty much we're going to run into the finish of a lot of these matches, because I just want to speak about them. But this is a travesty. And as we get, let's say it like that, Ali hitting a Codebreaker. They called it a Codebreaker on Taya Valkyrie for the 1-2-3, and okay, whatever, get this junk off the TV. No, really care for Ali too much if she's still gonna play this goofy acting character. But I still like seeing Taya Valkyrie. She's very nice to look at. And let's get into the third lucha? Okay. Lucha of the night, as we have Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner taking on what they call the Loose Cannon, Teddy Hart versus OVE, Ohio versus Everything, Jake and Dave Christ. This is not a good matchup. I never seen Teddy Hart wrestle. I heard a lot of stories about Teddy Hart. Teddy Hart is very good. Very good at doing what he wants to do. And this match was, it was good. It had exciting moves, but Teddy Hart just did whatever. It looked like Teddy Hart was doing whatever he wanted to do. But it's cool. It's great. The Chris brothers, I don't understand their dressing methods. Change it up, bro. I know it's Ohio versus Everything. Your guys are at war or something like that. Okay, no reason to wear a three-piece suit to the ring. I mean, you know, you got to wear a dress shirt, a tie, and all that stuff tucked in. It's a different look, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it too much. I think Dave dresses like that. Not sure which one. But this match was poor. I don't know what to say anymore about this. But, yeah, let's just get into the winner. We see Scott Steiner hitting the winning with the Steiner recliner as a Chris brother passes out. Whatever. Didn't have Lucha Underground guys in it, so let's skip it. Nah, not really. It wasn't an exciting match. They get OVE something better to do. This match was on here for no reason, and you gave these guys the win. Why? The Chris brothers need the win more. Okay, let's get into the fourth Lucha of the night. And ooh, man, this is going to be fun. This is a three-way dance. We have Damian Xavier, DJ Zima Ion, and Andrew Everett taking on Drago, King Cuerno, and Errol Starr. Man, oh, man. One of my favorite people to watch is Errol Starr, if you don't know. And, man, this is another good match. And this is, they announced this is Lucha Rules 2. And I liked how they said that Drago knew a lot of these guys already. Like, I guess Andrew Everett and Damian Xavier. And how they were about to say it. They slipped up. I heard Josh Matthews talk about King Cuerno as if King Cuerno almost knows these guys. But we need to separate that King Cuerno is not Dejo del El Hijo del Fantasma. We need not to say that because he does not mention that he's either of these two guys. He mentioned he's only one guy. And he did do the full makeup as King Cuerno and only one mannerism as Fantasma. But we not need to mix these. Some of these guys are blended in, but we need not to blend him in into this fold. So I did like this matchup because this is Lucha. I was mentioning to a lot of people, Lucha Underground isn't Mexican wrestling. Well, it is because of the words, but it is a style of wrestling. It's just a different style. Anyone could do it, you know. So when you hear Lucha Libre or, you know, Lucha Libre style, doesn't mean Mexican people. It just means that that's just the style of wrestling. So try to distinguish that because, like, Damian Xavier does a lot of moves like that. And so does DJZ to an extent. But the Skywalker, Andrew Everett, that's the way it is. But I did like that Errol Starr came out with a fresh new mask. His mask lights up in the front, which is pretty cool. Drago's always good. They did tease that. I'm going to give you one spot. They teased that King Cuerno was going for the Arrow of Death. And I like the speed that he gets, but he wasn't able to hit it. But we just have the team of Lucha Underground winning. That's 2-0 because Taya Valkyrie does not go by Valkyrie and Lucha Underground, so she's out of here. 2 victories over Impact as we had Cuerno, Drago, and Errol Starr winning with a The King Cardinal busted out a new submission hold, a Mexican deathlock. I wonder what he'll call it. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Please watch these matches. I'm going to use the quick results here. And I think this is our fifth Lucha of the Night. We have the Carolina Caveman with Caleb Conley. I care less for the Carolina Caveman. Versus Famous B. And I was like, oh, Lucha Underground lost this one. I was like, Famous B doesn't wrestle. And the Caveman comes out. Then Famous B comes out handing out his business cards, which I told my girlfriend I called that number before, and it actually is a real number. And Famous B, you know, mentions on the mic he doesn't wrestle, and he's going to bring out on a one-day contract a guy. And none other than Marty the Moth Martinez comes out. Marty the Moth comes out, and they have a match. I still think Lucha Underground was going to lose. And this is probably very disappointing because they didn't give Marty the Moth his grit that he has in Lucha Underground. He's more of a dork here. In Lucha Underground, he's just like a little bit stronger, a little bit more devious. He's whacked out of his mind, but he could take a lot more punishment. And Trevor Lee does nothing for me. The House of Lee or the Lee Brothers, I don't know what they're called, the group, because I'm not watching Impact. But I could do without any of that other shit. So they're making the similarities between Marty the Moth and Trevor Lee. I don't see any of them. Marty the Moth is bigger. That's it. Marty the Moth plays more of a crazy character. If Trevor Lee is supposed to be smarter, then he's more of a tough guy that's smart. Marty the Moth is a tough guy who's just wild. So they're not the same strength. They're not the same speed. They're just two guys that wear the same type of outfit. Whatever. Trevor Lee gets the pin in the win with the roll up. Okay. And now probably the match. Wow. The match of the night. It is for the Impact World titles. And it is LAX. Ortiz and Santana with Diamante. Oh, Diamante. Taking on Killshot and the Mac. And I like this. They mentioned that Killshot and the Mac were two-thirds of the Lucha Underground Trios champions. So that's a good thing. So they know that they teamed together. And like I said, this is the sixth Lucha of the night. And this is a good match. Probably my favorite match of the night. I did not know how good LAX really was. I would have liked to see Dante Fox in this instead of Willie Mack. Nothing against Willie Mack. I still think he's good, but I think it would have brought a little bit more viciousness to the match. But Willie Mack could go. And, man, a lot of double team moves. Please watch this match. It's very good. I liked it a lot. The LAX did have a little slips up towards the end, but I'm glad I watched this to see more of LAX. You know, you take the bad with the good and stuff like that. That's my silver lining of watching this whole show. Is that, I watched a few LAX matches, but this brought the best out of LAX. Not just because they watched do Lucha moves. It's just they had a lot of tag team, a lot of tandem offense that I really liked to watch. And I guess we can count this up as a win for Impact as we have LAX winning with the street sweeper. So, like I said, very good match. And let's get into our seventh Lucha of the night. And we got the Namer of Dummies, Eli Drake. I can't stand Eli Drake. I don't watch much Impact, but he probably drew me away once he won the title because they treated him like a dummy when he won the title. Taking on the Effing Machine Cage. So, is he a Lucha Underground guy or Impact guy? Because he wrestles in Impact. But is he wrestling under the Lucha Underground banner? He's not the Effing Machine. He is the Machine. And they call him Cage. His name's not Cage. Brian Cage. So, he's an Impact guy. Now, I'm not saying that because he lost or anything like that. I'm saying that because this is a good match. And I'm saying it because he won. Brian Cage was in Impact a while back. And, you know, I guess it didn't work out for him. But I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad he got the pin over the Namer of Dummies. Eli Drake, I didn't know Drake could go that well. Because, you know, sometimes like, oh, you dislike a guy, you start disliking him. And then you see him like, wow, he's really good in the ring. It's just, I still don't like him. But this is a very good match. You know, very top high of the card. Now, our eighth lucha of the night. I didn't write these down in order to put the number out there. This is all on the screen. So, but it is a lucha of the night. It is a I quit match. No mas match. What do we have? Die Hard Eddie Edwards take it on the Death Machine. Need to change that because if in lucha, the Death Machine, Sammy Callahan. No. He came out as Jeremiah Crane. So, 100% right there, he's a Lucha Underground guy. Now, this is where the comparison kept flipping back for Sammy Callahan, Jeremiah Crane. In Impact, he is Sammy Callahan. In Lucha Underground, he's Jeremiah Crane. Matt Stryker said he's like the three faces of Foley. Okay, but now they're telling the story of Eddie Edwards and Jeremiah Crane, or Sammy Callahan, that they had a match, and Eddie Edwards got hurt, got his face busted open, and Sammy Callahan was pretty much like, I would do it again. Okay. So that's what that is. So now these two are having an I Quit match. This is a very hardcore match. I like it, but I didn't like what happened during the match. It pretty much didn't make too much sense in the fact that the fact that Eddie Edwards shouldn't have been put in this match and the result that happened at the end. But one of the big spots of the match is I guess he is the three faces of Foley because Eddie Edwards screamed at him and called him Solomon Crowe, which is NXT, which got an NXT pop. I thought it was pretty funny. But this is where we could introduce more guys, take away some guys, or did something a little bit different because people came down to interfere in this match. We had the Chris brothers, OVE, come out because they're with Sammy Callahan. They're not with Jeremiah Crane. They were Sammy Callahan. So that's cool. But was it Moose that chased them off? I'm not sure about that. But I gotta look it up. We'll see. Ran off Eddie Edwards. My notes are all jostled around. But the Chris brothers come out, get chased off. But Sammy Callahan calls going to offense. They're telling the storyline how Sammy Callahan hurt Eddie Edwards with a bat. He guess he hit the bat into the chair, messed his face up. Now, this is a dumb finish. I'm gonna tell you why. Because we get none other than the chairman of Impact. What's his name? I had his name, but he comes down before Sammy Callahan, Solomon Crowe can hit Eddie Edwards with that same move that busted his face over this time, and throws in the towel. Okay, why is he throwing it? Don Callis, sorry people. Don Callis comes down, throws in the towel. Sammy Callahan leaves. This is the idea I always had. Eddie Edwards was like the wolf, pretty much. He's part of the wolves. Can we bring back Davey Richards to come help him out? Can we bring in maybe a storyline? We could bring in the Darewolf. We could bring in PJ Black. We could have, they said during Impact that Sammy Callahan had attacked Alicia Edwards, Eddie Edwards' wife. And if someone attacked my wife, I would go after him. I would make him want to quit. But if maybe OVE brought in Alicia Edwards and, you know, and Sammy Callahan, Jeremiah Crane gets her to move, a power driver, and then Eddie Edwards gives up. So he brings more heat to Sammy Callahan because this feud feels like it's over. He said he quit. They threw in a towel. What could Eddie Edwards do now? What kind of match could you go further in? I mean, you have to quit the company match. So you need to keep the heat on Callahan and have the guy get his win back because he got the towel thrown in on him. He couldn't make Sami Callahan nowhere near quit his match. So that's okay. Let's get into our main event, our final lucha of the night. It is now become a triple threat match because what the story was is Alberto El Patron did not show, a no-show. So they had to switch the main event. I was wondering why they weren't announcing matches later on in the night. The whole time I was watching, it's like, I wonder what's next. I wonder what's next. I wonder what's going on. This is a big event. Tell me what's next. I can get into it. I can know what's happening. Throughout the night, they're showing Redemption, but I did not know this had happened. But since Alberto El Patron, this is the Impact news I was holding on to. They fired his ass. I don't know too much of the story, but I know they fired him because he no-showed this event and another event before this. And now the main event is all messed up for their Redemption show, whatever. They should have fired this dude a long time ago. They shouldn't have brought him back in. I'm glad they did it this time. Hey, he's a bad egg. Let's not keep this guy around. I don't care. Let the guy go. This is messed up. Messing up their big main event. And this, like I said, the final lucha of the night is a triple threat match. We have the Impact World Champion, the greatest man who ever lived. Yeah, right. We have Austin Aries versus Phoenix versus Pentagon Jr. And now, hold on. This is where things get interesting. Because we know which guy's Impact. We know which guy's Lucha Underground. But in Lucha Underground, it is not Pentagon Jr. It is Pentagon Black. So, but they also, which I noticed, I was listening to very carefully, they did not mention Pentagon Jr. as the Lucha Underground World Champion. Because it is Pentagon Dark that is the champion. Maybe that's why. Maybe they want to get out spoilers. Maybe that's the blah, 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 blah. They did not mention that he has. They did not mention no one else has won any other Lucha Underground title except for the Trios team in that tag match, the best match of the night earlier. This is the second best match of the night. But I just found that kind of odd. You know what I mean? You got your Lucha Underground World Champion in there. But he's not the Lucha Underground champion underneath that name. You have a former Lucha Underground champion. And Phoenix, they did not mention he was a Lucha Underground champion as well. And they get to the guy's title holder. Well, they both were. Both loosely the guy's title holder and both are and were Lucha Underground world champions. And that's funny they didn't mention that to sell it more. But they did mention that Rey Fénix and... He goes by Rey Fénix. Phoenix and Pentagon Jr. go by the name. They team up as the name of Lucha, the Lucha Brothers, and that they hint that they are brothers. But we know that they are brothers, right? This is another good match. Austin Aries, I forget how good this guy is and how wonderful he is, but he was outnumbered. He was outnumbered for the man with the Cerro Miedo. Pentagon Jr. As Pentagon Jr. just pins Rey Fénix, hitting the Penta driver. And like I said, another great match. I liked it a lot, especially seeing my boy Pentagon Jr. win Cerro Miedo. Didn't want to get into too many matches. I'm just going to bring you in so you can watch yourself and just give you the results. And I hope you go. It's free on Twitch. I don't know. Maybe you can go somewhere else to watch it. But that's where I watched it live. And I liked it a lot. So get in there. And here's his results. Maybe you will figure it out yourself out to watch it. So we just want to keep this one short and sweet. Because I'm not too familiar on the Impact side of stuff. Maybe if I catch up on Impact and they have this match again. But like I said, another great show. Or is this going to happen in Impact? I mean, in Lucha Underground, maybe some of the Impact guys will come in and wrestle a few matches. I've had wanted to see maybe another woman wrestle for Lucha Underground. We could do a women's tag instead of putting a title match. because we know the titles weren't going to change hand. The Lucha Underground was not winning any titles, which is okay. But I would really like to see Cheerleader Melissa versus Mariposa. they're actually the same person. No, but I would really like to see that, like a Melissa Flash. Not as Melissa. Oh, yeah, maybe as Melissa Flash versus maybe Cobra Moon or something. I think that would have been a good concept as well. Or the bringing them both in the team. Melissa Flash with Allie, and then Cobra Moon with Taya Valkyrie. But it's okay. Like I said, the best match of the night was a tag match. And then the main event was very good. I wonder how the main event would have went with Alberto El Patron. But how that would have went down. But yeah, thank you very much. Just getting my feet back in the water with Lou Chat. And a bunch of more episodes are going to come. Yes, so I'm very happy with everything that is happening here. But please check out this episode of Impact versus Lucha Underground. I found it on Twitch. It's worth repeating. Please check it out. Maybe you're not into Lucha Underground, but you know a lot about Impact people. Maybe vice versa. So it will help you gauge the gap, and maybe you might want to see some storylines what happened. I'm going to give you a storyline I thought should have happened. The Wolf Clan. You get the Wolves coming in to Lucha Underground. I think Davey Richards is gone, being a medic somewhere, but if you brought him into the Lucha Underground as the Wolves, and PJ Black runs the Wolves now, I thought that was a good concept because he's the Darewolf, and he has the Wolves with him, not dressed up goofy looking, but you get the Wolves all together, because in Lucha Underground they have clans and groups like that down there, so I thought that was a pretty cool concept. I was trying to save for Lucha Underground episodes before of guys I would bring in, but I would bring in Davey Richards. Eddie Edwards is too much of a baby, too much of a kid's face to really go and Lucha Underground as someone evil and a real wolf style character. Because I want him to be a little bit darker and maybe feeding on meat or, you know, some, you know, wacky shit that happens in Lucha Underground back there. Just maybe they kill someone. They eat someone in the back. That'd be awesome. Oh, I'm getting too far into concepts and stuff for Lucha Underground. But here on the brand new Trinity Topics Network, please check out the rest of the great, fantastic shows here. Stay tuned for more Lucha Underground. And I'm glad you had one in the chat. And fuck shit, you glad you wanted to chat with me about Impact versus Lucha Underground. And now that we Lucha it, you know it. Adios!
Alo, salut, sunt eu. Haiduc. Și te rog, iubirea mea, primește fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt eu, Picasso, ți-am dat bip și sunt voinic, dar să știi, nu-ți cer nimic. Vrei să pleci, dar nu mai ei. Să-ți spun ce simt acum. Alo, iubirea mea, sunt eu, fericirea. Alo, alo, sunt iarăși eu.
soțeam, dar bip, ce sunt voinic.